it's a game changer for Moby. Of course, we're happy that they came here, and you know, coming out of Hurricane Melissa. But Moby makes sense. I mean, it's a tourism capital of the country, one of the tourism capitals in the Caribbean. The international airport is right here. You have, yes, several hotels are closed, so some rooms are not available, but you still have enough rooms that are available. We have Airbnbs here, and it has a lot of amenities. There's a lot to do. So if you want to come to Pier 1 and just relax, you can come to Pier 1. If you want to go play golf, you can go play golf. So the options are wide, and it's a big decision for them, and we're happy about it. Of course, not just Montagonians, but because Montego Bay, there's so many people from Westmoreland, Hannibal, Trelawney, yes, St. Elizabeth, who work in Montego Bay. The benefits, I know, will filter throughout the Western Jamaica economy. The vendors, the barbers, the hairdressers, all the entrepreneurs, all the small businesses that are tied to the sector, they're going to benefit, and especially the ground transportation guys. I'm very happy that they are engaged in the space, and I'm really happy with the deal that they have worked out with Dream Weekend, and I hope to see other major events do the same sort of deal that Dream Weekend did with the ground transportation operators.